Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 2. We're going to be looking at verses 12 through 17, the letter to the church at Pergamos. Verse 12 says, "To the angel of the church in Pergamos, write these things, says he, which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works, and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name, and has not denied my faith, even in the days when Antipas was my faithful servant martyred, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So have you also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, except he that receives it." If you're wondering what this city of Pergamos was like, even though I don't want to get caught up in geography or sociology lesson, I want to give you just a bit of the feeling of this particular city. We are told that in the city of Pergamos was a large university, a library, we are told, of 200,000 volumes. This city was not as the city of Ephesus or Smyrna, famous for its trade. This city was known for its culture and refinements. Jupiter was said to have been born there, and temples to him were everywhere. How did this church get started? I don't really know for sure, but if you'll remember, in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul had a great ministry in the city of Ephesus. It was so powerful and so far-reaching that verse 10 of chapter 19 tells us that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Verse 12 of the second chapter says this, "These things said he which has the sharp sword with two edges." The introduction to Christ in this letter is not a happy one. It's not a promising one. It's a threatening one. When he introduced himself to the church at Smyrna, in verse 8 he says, "The first and the last, who was dead and is alive." That's encouraging, because some of them were dying for the faith in Christ. He was writing them as the one who was resurrected, who had conquered death for himself and for them. The church at Pergamos was in serious danger. That danger was going to come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the one who carries the sword. It is clear from reading this letter to this church that they were a compromising congregation. It was as though they winked, or at least put up no opposition to the wrong teachings that was taking place in their congregation, in their very midst. And all of this compromising raised the wrath of God. I know we teach that God is gentle and loving and kind and ever caring, and he is. But let me tell you, when there is real love, there is the adverse side, which will be a corresponding wrath against all that injures what is so much loved. Even amidst the beast of the field, it is so. What can be more fierce than the love of a mother's, than the love of a mother bear for her cub? If you rob a bear of her cubs, woe be unto you should she overtake you. If he could not hate, he could not love. And because he does love, therefore is the wrath of the Lamb so real and a terrible thing. Listen to what Paul said to the Corinthian church in the letter Mark 1 Corinthians. He said, "Some of you are puffed up, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly. Shall I come to you with a rod or in love and in the spirit of meekness? It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. You have not mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. I write unto you not to company with fornicators. If any man be called a brother, and be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one do not eat. Put away from among yourselves that wicked person." Paul says, "I will come to you shortly. Shall I come with a rod or in love?" Jesus is saying to this pastor and church, "If you don't repent, I'll come to you quickly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth." Jesus is warning them, repent, or else it's not going to be good. "My anger is kindled against the false teachers. My anger is kindled against those who would not speak up and expose those who are teaching this doctrine. Call them out. Separate yourself from them. Know you not that a little leaven leaveth the whole lump? Cast these out, that you may be a new lump in Jesus Christ." I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but before I turn this microphone off, I'm going to ask the Dixie Melody Singers to give you a song that wraps up what I've been trying to say. Listen and be blessed.
Too much thunder, not enough rain. Too many programs, not enough praise. Too many people are making too little change. Like too much thunder and not enough rain.
When Jesus left us, he said to go and look for a sinner, not for a show. Go tell them the story, simple and straight. Save all your thunder till after the rain.
Too much thunder, not enough rain. Too many programs, not enough praise. Now too many people are making too little change. Like too much thunder and not enough rain. Too much thunder, not enough rain. Too many programs, not enough praise. Not too many people are making too little change. Like too much thunder and not enough rain. Too much thunder.